Hi, Fit Fam. How are you doing today? I hope you guys have been fantastic and you enjoyed my last podcast. Thank you very much for the feedback I got. And today I wanted to talk about diet. Diet is one of the biggest factors when it comes to losing weight. They say that it's 80% diet and 20% gym. So how are you able to keep your diet on check? In the last episode, I talked about junk food and the effect junk food had on me. But a lot of you say that junk food is part and parcel of who you are, yes? And giving up junk food is not so easy. So I'm going to share tips and tricks as to how you can still have your junk food guilt-free and still achieve your weight loss journey. So one of the ways that you can eat junk food and still lose weight is by having cheat days. So what are cheat days? Cheat days are those days that you can eat your guilty pleasures without feeling so guilty and still stay on track on your fitness program. So how it works is that you have 7 days a week, and you can start by having 2 cheat days in a week. Yeah, so you can space out the cheat days, say maybe the first cheat day is on Wednesday and the second one is on Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, so find days that you find yourself among friends in a social setting, set those days as cheat days. So you can have Saturday and Sunday as the cheat days, or you can have 1 cheat day during the week so that you don't feel so pressured, and 1 cheat day over the weekend. And in those days, you eat your junk, but remember, portion control is everything. You don't go eating around the whole day everything that you can lay your hands on in the name of, this is cheat day. No, no, right? Everything in moderation. And also one simple thing that you should understand, the basic principle of weight loss is that calories in, calories out. The reason you gain weight is because you consume more calories than you burn. Yeah? So if you want to lose weight, you need to consume less calories and burn more calories. That's how you lose weight. So whenever you have your cheat day, keep in mind, bear in mind that you have actually consumed more calories. So that means the following day or that night when you're working out, or the following day most likely when you're working out, do more cardio. Skip 100 more skips. You know, do 10 more burpees. You know, just do more cardio to sweat off the extra calories. And if your problem is just maintaining your ideal weight, just make sure you balance between what you eat and when you work out, okay? And portion control is key. So you can get to enjoy your junk food and still lose weight. Isn't that good news? Please leave your comment, leave your voice note. Tell me what topics you'd want me to cover. Applause this post and share this podcast with your friends who are trying to get on their fitness journey. Until next time, we got this.